Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Candace Dillard opens up about freezing her eggs and what her future looks like on Real Housewives of Potomac.
So literally, I've always said that I will do this ride until it's not fun anymore. And the season definitely tested that.
Plus, Andy Cohen stumbles when asked why he sided with Jen Shah in her fraud case after saying this in our November interview.
I hope that she gets no jail time whatsoever and she can come right back.
Plus, why Lisa Rinna hated her final Beverly Hills season, while Kyle Richards addresses speculation she's using weight loss drug Ozempic. And Heather Dubrow shares emotional embryo update as Jim Edmonds slams Meghan King. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Yarbaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy Camp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. No Salt Lake City this week, so just one housewife show to recap.
I know, but we have tons of news to get to.
Like, a lot
to break down.
Before we get into it, like always, we're going to see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Will said this new season forecasting for Ultimate Girls Trip isn't good. The only good additions were Caroline, Alex, and Camille. Gretchen, Rossi is boring, and we already saw Vicky, Brandy, Phaedra, and Eva. They should replace those women with Danielle Staub. That would be interesting.
Oh, wow.
Lisa Rinna, yeah. Kelly Bensimone, and Kelly Leventhal.
Well, I think we might see Kelly Bensimone back on Legacy,
yes.
Rose Legacy, which I'm hoping for.
Those
are some interesting castings, too. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing those ladies together.
I do agree. I don't know why we needed to recycle housewives that have already been on Ultimate Girls Trip. So, yeah, I agree with you on that one. But I am excited about Caroline and Alex McCord and Camille coming back.
Totally. Mm-hmm. All right. KS wrote, Shannon needs to go to therapy and concentrate on herself. She seems desperate and kind of a mess. Glad Diana is concentrating on her family. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is a mess. It sure is a mess. I would totally agree with that. I don't know what this cast is going to look like next season.
It's going to be really interesting, but we'll have to wait and see. We'll talk a little bit more about Beverly Hills in a little minute, but let's get into Andy Cohen because he got very flustered. He stumbled a bit over his response when he was asked why he initially took Jen Shah's side in her fraud case. So he sat down with Chris Wallace on CNN and he said, you're on the record last November as saying that you hope she would get no jail time. And the question I have is, why would you take her side against the thousands of people she defrauded, including a lot of elderly? Well, he scrunched up his face a little bit and tried to think back, saying, I think that I was hoping she was actually innocent. Chris said she pleaded guilty and you gave this interview after she did that. Well, Andy said, I think I was saying, look, you know, sometimes you get to know someone and you get to like them and you hope that they are not guilty of something horrible. Well, he actually said this, they were referring to our interview that we did with him back in November. So here is what Andy told us about Jen back then. Take a look. I spoke to Whitney Rose recently and she said that Jen should be able to explain herself on the Salt Lake City reunion. I know that you alluded to maybe her being off the show. Can you just clear that up a little bit and where Jen Shah stands?
Well, I mean, she's being sentenced on December 15th. Mm-hmm. So if I don't know what to say to people who want her on the show there, I hope that she gets no jail time whatsoever and she can come right back. I mean, I don't know what to say, but I have a feeling that she's not going to be available to be on the show.
No, I don't think so either. It's that's, a long time.
You know, that's some people on Twitter were saying, you know, we want Jen next season. And I'm like, okay, we'll talk to the judge.
So yeah, we clearly just set it up as what the future would look like on Salt Lake City without Jen. And he did say, I hope that she is found innocent. So Jen Shah, you know, with just a few more weeks until she is headed to prison, but she is working hard for the money. She's doing some cameos now for $150. So she's got to pay back that restitution, I guess.
Yeah. I'm not going to be getting one of those for Mother's Day, but
absolutely not.
All right. Well, after showing off her ripped figure, Kyle Richards is denying that she had help slimming down. She commented on Page Six Instagram, writing, I am not taking Ozempic. I never have. Ozempic is a medicine developed for adults with type 2 diabetes. While replying to another Instagram user, Richards added, I've never tried Ozempic, and this is not from plastic surgery. I did have a breast reduction in May. I'm honest about what I do, but if giving plastic surgery the credit makes you feel better, then pop off, sister. Also, I cannot with the pop off, you guys. Like,
I know.
Everyone is saying it right now, and I can't get behind it.
No.
I can't. But that's just me. Anyway, one day earlier, the Bravo personality made waves online for a pic of her killer abs on display in a black bikini mirror selfie. In addition to her breast reduction in May 2022, Richards has had two nose jobs that she admitted to, and liposuction.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I believe her. I think she's very honest about plastic surgery.
I do too. And yeah, it seems like everybody is talking about this Ozempic drug because it's apparently helping weight loss and, you know, obviously supposed to be used for type 2 diabetes. But yeah, I mean, everybody has got something to say about when people slim down and they look good. I think she looks fantastic. She's a woman in her 50s and she looks beautiful and she looks great. And she wanted to show off her figure and her hard work. So pop off, sister. All right. Well, let's talk about Lisa Rinna, because she revealed that she hated her last season of Beverly Hills. Couldn't tell. She told Interview Magazine, I effing hated this year for a lot of reasons. My mom died. We all know that, but that's not the biggest reason. The story just didn't get told as two-sidedly as I would have liked. How about that? She added, something has gotten to the Housewife universe because of what's going on in the world, and it's reflected in the way that the fans react to the world of Housewives. And I just think it's unhealthy, and it wasn't working for me. It wasn't right for me. She said that she did have fun filming the series, but once the show went out to the universe, things took a turn for the worse, especially after the alleged smear campaign that was orchestrated against her by Kathy Hilton. Of course, obviously the whole limo drama, Sprinter van drama. And, you know, of course, Kathy denied all the allegations that were made, and Lisa doubled down on her claims, leading to, you know, the blowout reunion that we saw. She said it was unfortunate that there weren't cameras in Aspen. It was something that happened so spontaneously. Honestly, in the moment, I didn't think to turn on my voice memos. When somebody's having a nuclear breakdown, you don't think, oh, I should be filming this. That doesn't come across your mind. Of course, she announced that she was leaving earlier this month. So it seems like, I don't know. I mean, the more she talks about it, the more it seems like maybe this was her decision. I don't know.
I know. It's interesting that she said it was a mutual decision in her personal post about leaving, but it very much sounds like it was her decision. So
it really does. But yeah, it seemed like she had a really tough season. She was not leaving on good terms. I'd love to know what her relationship is like now with Kyle Richards, because it really doesn't seem like the two of them have had much, you know, I mean, not in-person meetings, but even back and forth on social media. Kyle really didn't react that much to Lisa leaving. So I'd love to know the status of their friendship.
I would love to know. We talked about it in our reality recap, which comes out tomorrow. But I would love to know what Lisa thinks about Reza's comment about Kyle being the most overrated housewife.
Yes, totally.
Also, tell us in the comments who you guys think is the most overrated housewife, because me and Christina are still on the fence. We can't decide.
I know. I really can't. I'm like having a hard time about this one.
I'm like, totally disagreeing about Kyle. Like, I don't want to label her that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it could be time for her to retire her diamond.
A lot of people were saying that after last season too. And I think she sort of redeemed herself by the end of the season, but it just seemed like she just wasn't, I don't want to say just kind of there, because that's mean, but you know, she wasn't really bringing much to the table, I guess.
Right.
But we'll have to see. I mean, she's going to have to step up next season.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Heather Dubrow got candid about her infertility struggles on social media and looked to her fans going through the same struggle. She wrote, it's that time of year again when I pay for my two frozen embryos. I cry, sit on it for a bit, take a deep breath, pay the bill and wait until next year. Anyone else have this moment? I will talk about this on the podcast soon. Curious what any of you do with your embryos. Alongside the post, the Bravo personality uploaded a picture of her receipt for the payment of her two embryos at the reproductive center, which cost her a total of $800. She jokingly added that the eggs rent had gone up since she originally froze them. And it was originally $700. Of course, she's been married to Terry Dubrow since 1999, and they share four kids together, who they had welcomed through IVF. So I'm in the same situation. I have five or six frozen embryos. What pisses me off is I pay more than Heather Dubrow. I pay $100 a month, which is $1,200 a year because it's New York rent for them. And this is a strange situation that a lot of women and couples find themselves in these days. And I don't know what to do. So if anyone has advice, you know, you can donate them. My particular reproductive place says you can donate them, but it has to be, you have to know the couple. So you have to find a couple if you want to donate them, or you can donate them to Science. Mm-hmm. But it's a very hard decision to make, very personal decision. And I'll probably be like Heather, still paying for them 20 years later.
I totally agree. Yeah, it's got to be a very difficult decision, I would imagine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to Jim Edmonds, because he opened up about his ex-wife, Megan King. These two cannot stop talking about each other. And he said that she has been telling lies about him since their 2019 split. He and his wife, Courtney, went on to tell their side of the story on the Hollywood Raw podcast and said, it's just little jabs like that. It's been nonstop for 3 years, and it's so effing annoying.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He addressed her claim that she had gotten a temporary protective order against him, calling the allegations completely false. Of course, they were married in 2015, split 4 years later. They have three kids together. He denied cheating on her at the time, which she said that he did. And he once again shut down rumors of any extramarital affairs, calling it embarrassing and an absolute joke. He said that they are now just co-parenting through a nanny. And he is also taking issue with Megan's dating life, claiming that his poor kids are going to grow up thinking every guy is mean. When asked if he sees any road to peace with her anytime soon, he said, not as long as she talks. But I mean, you're talking now, Jim, as well. So
you are talking. Maybe both of them should not talk.
Yeah. You just feel so bad for these kids. And, because they're going to grow up and see everything that you guys have said about each other in on podcasts and social media and things like that on the show. It's not going to be pretty.
No, I totally feel bad for the kids. And I agree. Just stop talking. Stop talking. Yeah. With you. Yeah. Work it out in a room with no cameras. Mm-hmm. Stop cheating. Stop everything.
Stop. Just stop. All right. Well, let's get into this week's Real Talk. And we recently caught up with Candace Diller-Bissett from Real Housewives of Potomac. And like we were talking before about freezing eggs and things like that, she had been open up about this on the show. And she gave us an update about where she is in that process and what her future looks like on Potomac. Take a look.
I mean, I know Housewives brings a lot of drama. It also brings a lot of fun. But is it still fun for you? Do you still enjoy doing it?
So literally, I've always said that I will do this ride mm-hmm. until it's not fun anymore. And the season definitely tested that. Mm-hmm. But I still so appreciate the viewers, the fans. Bravo has really gone above and beyond to support me in my career endeavors, in covering everything that I'm doing in my real life. And just, you know,
Andy will text me and be like, I love Drive Back. I'm playing Drive Back. And, you know, our producers will, you know, they really listen to my music. They really want to see me win. So that feels good. And it still feels right to be here. So as long as it feels right, and as long as I'm having a little bit of fun, yeah, I will be here.
Definitely. And I want to ask you, and if it's too personal, you can move on, because I never like asking people about this, but you did open up about it on the show about, you know, IVF and infertility and things like that. And, you know, kind of planning your baby stage and how obviously the stress was so much from the show that you weren't able to continue, which was heartbreaking to hear as somebody went through infertility as well. But where are you kind of in that stage of life right now?
Yeah. Well, thank you for asking. So we do sort of chronicle some of that on the show. Mm-hmm. I kind of purposely went on that journey on camera because I wanted to bring awareness to not just infertility journeys, but the egg freezing journey. Yes. You don't have to be dealing with infertility to opt to go through the egg freezing journey. I am someone who is a serial planner. I want to plan every aspect of my life. I think that women of color don't typically have access or the opportunity to have conversations about what that type of family planning looks like. And I wanted to show, as a woman of color, that this is something that is available to you if you ask the right questions and go to the right physicians. I was asking my OBGYN to test my, I didn't know it was my egg reserve at the time, but to test my egg reserve. Mm-hmm. And I was brushed off as a 30-year-old woman because, oh, you're young, you still have a cycle, you'll be able to have kids, whatever. And I didn't know that there was a specific fertility doctor that you have to ask to go to, who will test your egg reserve and who will run the test to ensure that your body is prepared for childbirth, to carry a pregnancy to full term and to birth a child. And if you have complications or issues, there are options for you. Mm-hmm. So I'm proud of the journey that I went on. It was very challenging. I highly recommend not filming a reality show while doing a cycle of IVF. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, it's the stress definitely contributed to my first cycle failing. Sure. But you do get to see me go through it again, and the results will be revealed on the show.
Yeah, so it seems like we will be getting the results of her egg freezing journey later on this season. So hopefully everything works out well for her.
Definitely.
All right. Well, like we said, no Salt Lake City this week. So let's just recap. Potomac and Charisse and Karen, they are going at it. I really don't understand what's going on. Karen's mad that she brought up her mom, even though Karen went to the funeral. They said that was clout chasing going to the funeral. I think that she was just trying to be there as a friend, but I don't know.
Same. That was a little odd. I'm like, what? I can't follow this one, ladies. I don't know. I think she was just trying to be a supportive friend, but
yeah, I think so too. And then Ashley and Candace, they are going to leave the drama in the past. I hope so, because I like these two together. I hope that they can find a friendship once again. Who knows if that, you know, it's Housewives. Nothing ever stays in the past when it comes to Housewives.
No, they might make up this week, next week, they'll be back at it.
Yeah. Interesting that Robin coming for Karen though. And it seems like based on like the teaser going forward, things get heated between the two of them. And it seems like Karen is definitely going to be in the hot seat. Then finally, Mia. I mean, this Mia and Jacqueline situation, that's kind of still bubbling over. Mm-hmm. I do feel bad for Jacqueline. She's like, what the heck did I get myself into? Why am I here? I, like Nene Leakes said, I did not open my legs for married men. And then Mia is just not sorry for the assault that she did on Wendy back in Miami. She did admit to sleeping with Peter's girlfriend. There's a lot of layers to Mia.
So many layers to Mia.
Out of control. All right, well, let's get into our social spotlight of the week, where we discuss which housewife caught our attention on social media. Still talking about Potomac, mine went to Karen.
Mm-hmm. Because Charisse said that Karen just sent her a one line, I'm sorry, after her father passed away. Well, Karen came with the receipts and sent, I guess Karen sent this really long text message saying, condolences on the passing of your father. Know that God is in charge and he is at rest. If there's anything I can do, please let me know. I would like to, the address of where to send flowers, blah, blah, blah. So Karen did come with the receipts on this one.
Yeah. What the hell? Yeah. That's a total lie then. I mean, the receipts are fake, but
who knows, who knows. What about you?
Mine goes to Harry Hamlin. He's been doing press. He was on Kelly and Ryan, and him and Ryan were twinning, and I just love it. So adorable.
I love
them. They are two cuties. I love them.
They kind of do look alike.
Yeah, they do kind of look alike. He's an older version of Ryan Seacrest.
He really does.
Yeah.
Love it. Love a good Harry Hamlin moment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. We got our Salt Lake City reunion coming up next week. Just a few more weeks away until Jersey. I'm so excited. So there's a lot to look forward to in the Housewives universe. But as always, keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we will see you guys next week.